What a blessing it is to be here today with one another and in the presence of the Lord. And Richard has already reminded us that last week was Easter, and that subsequently, you know, we read in the Bible about Jesus appearing to his disciples on many occasions throughout the following weeks. And obviously, you know, we heard about him giving his disciples breakfast, which was wonderful, but there were many other appearances of the Lord Jesus after his resurrection, before he ascended to his Father. And so I've called this talk this morning the Great Commission, because Jesus met with his disciples, calling them to continue his work on earth. And I'm going to read from just a couple of verses from John's Gospel. Jesus was with his disciples and he spoke peace to them. They were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. We could have the first reading from John up, please. I'll read it anyway. So Jesus had said, "Peace be with you." And again he said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And then we've got an account of Jesus talking to his disciples again, the end of Matthew's Gospel, Matthew 28. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." And these are just some of the things Jesus said to his disciples. Some things which I believe are quite powerful, not just for his disciples then, but for us now. Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. And when he came up out of the waters of baptism, his Father in heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I'm well pleased." And the Holy Spirit descended upon him. And it's from that time that Jesus started his ministry. It wasn't his time before that, but that point of baptism and receiving the Holy Spirit was his time to begin his ministry. Remember that Jesus had laid down his divine power when he came to earth. He came to earth fully human, like you and me. He didn't have the powers that he had in heaven. He restricted himself in a body like ours. So he needed the Holy Spirit to perform the acts, the miracles that he did on this earth, which is an example for us. And I'm not all my readings, John, are on the PowerPoint, so this one isn't. And during Jesus' ministry, Matthew 10, verses 5 to 8, he sent out his disciples, these 12, with the following instructions. Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. And as you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. So the disciples were sent out by Jesus, empowered by Jesus to do the work of the kingdom. To say, yeah, the kingdom of God is near. Come and receive your healing. Come and be cleansed. That is what the disciples did. And part of the message is, repent, because the kingdom of God is near. John the Baptist said that, and so did Jesus. And yet, do we really know that the kingdom of God is near? The kingdom is at hand, is another way of saying it. And Jesus went about displaying the kingdom of God, displaying the love of God through the acts that he did. There's no sickness in heaven. There's no pain. There's none of the stuff that we have to put up with. We tend to put up with on earth. Sorry, I'm not going to choose my words carefully here. And Jesus came to show us what the kingdom of God was like. And I thought, I find that so powerful. And there's one particular reading, one particular passage of scripture, which is one of my favourites. And that's Ephesians 3, verse 20, which is on the PowerPoint. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work in us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. And we so often hear that, you know, God can do immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine. But we forget the next bit. It's according to the power that's at work in us. The Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead. And that same Holy Spirit lives in us. If we believe, if we've accepted Jesus as our Saviour, it's that same Holy Spirit that dwells in us and longs to show the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, by the way we live our lives. And Paul, when in his letters, the first letter to the Corinthians, he said these words, and that's not on the PowerPoint, sorry, I didn't know quite which way I'd go with this, so I didn't set it in stone. Paul said, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but power. And then he said to them, when I came to you, I did not come with eloquence or human wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I came to you in weakness, with great fear and trembling. My message and preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power. And this is what the gospel is about. It's not just about the words, which can be an encouragement to people. But elsewhere in Scripture it says, signs and wonders follow those who believe. And over the years I've cried out to God and said, I believe, but where are the signs and wonders? Because we're not seeing enough of them. And I just want to encourage you that if you are a believer of Jesus, and many of you are because you partook of the communion, then you have the same Holy Spirit living in you that raised Jesus from the dead. And our commission is go and preach the good news. Go and show what the kingdom of God is like. You know, and yes, we can show what God's character is like as we submit to the Holy Spirit and grow in the fruit of the Spirit, the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness and self-control. Though all those show an aspect of the kingdom of God. But if Jesus says that signs and wonders will follow those who believe, then, whoa, we're missing out, aren't we? We're missing out. And God desires for us to experience the kingdom of God and to extend his kingdom on earth by causing people to sit up and take notice. It's the signs and wonders which build faith, which show that God is alive now. He is alive and well and still able to do miracles in the way that he did when he walked this earth 2,000 years ago. And we hear about some of those miracles in various countries, often in the third world, but we don't hear so much about it. And yes, there are times when we can say, but God turned up and this is what happened, you know, and he changed the circumstances. And I have experiences in my own life when God has either healed me or given me supernatural financial provision and lots of things, you know, of that nature. But the miracles aren't commonplace, whereas when Jesus walked this earth, they were. And the Lord longs to release his kingdom into this world so that people may believe, so that people may believe he is a living God and he has the power to save, the power to heal, the power to raise the dead. If it's not their time, and that power is by the Holy Spirit. And it says in Revelation, not quite sure which chapter, that they overcame the enemy by the blood of Jesus and by the power of their testimony. And if we believe in the power of the blood symbolically to cleanse us from our sin, so we are made righteous before God. Then surely we can believe that he has the power to give us testimonies to his goodness. Testimonies to his goodness. And that's what I desire for us today. That we will meet with God in a special way and know his healing touch, not just on our physical bodies, on our minds, whatever problem we face is actually a spiritual problem and Jesus is the answer. And I fully believe that. And if we're not experiencing the power of God in our lives, it's not because God's, you know, unfaithful. It's because we haven't been able to kind of connect with him in a way which causes a release of the power of heaven. Lord, help me. So I believe that the Holy Spirit wants to meet with us today. He wants to heal us. He wants to release us. And it's by faith that the power of God is released. You know, we read in the Bible about the woman who was hemorrhaging, who knew that Jesus was coming into town, and she said, if only I could just touch even his garment, I will be healed. Such was her faith, and she was healed instantly. And then there's the centurion whose servant was near to death, and he came to Jesus asking for healing. And Jesus said, yes, okay, I'll come. And the centurion said, no, you don't need to come. I know what authority is about. I know what authority is about, and you carry the authority. All you need to do is say the word, and he will be healed. And at that very hour, his servant was healed. It's faith that activates the power of God to bring heaven to earth. And it says that faith works by love. And I believe that works in two ways. It's our love for God responding to his love, which has been poured into us. We must first seek God with all our heart and love him and worship him and choose to spend time in his presence, because Christianity is not about doing the right things, as most of you know. It's about a relationship with the living God. And so faith working by love is about us loving God first and then loving one another. Because we are all made in the image of Christ, and Jesus desires that we experience the kingdom of God on earth. And I believe that he has commissioned each one of us to play our part. Now, each of us has a different gifting, and I'm not here to discuss that particularly. But nevertheless, collectively, we are to release the kingdom of God on this earth. And that is his desire. But as I read out from Paul's letters to the Corinthians, we can't do it. You know, we in ourselves are weak. And it's not for us to be puffed up and say, well, I did this, I did that, because that's not what it's about. It's about a love relationship with God and desiring for his people to receive God's best. And then I'm reminded of reading from John's Gospel, chapter 14, which is on the PowerPoint. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, says Jesus. And they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask for anything in my name, and I will do it. But when Jesus spoke to his disciples after his ascension, he said, they were in Jerusalem at the time, he said, wait in Jerusalem until the power comes upon you from on high. That power of the Holy Spirit is so necessary. We can't just kind of speak things out and expect it to happen. We need to be filled and refilled with the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, we're sunk. You know, I mean, that's my words. It doesn't say that in the Bible. but that's the bottom line. We can do nothing good ourselves. But by the power of the Holy Spirit working through us, kind of the sky's the limit, really. But it's about, you know, Jesus, when he walked on this earth, he said, I only do what I see my Father doing. And that's so important for us as well. We need to be in relationship with Father God to connect with his heart, to know what he desires for us to do. And when we do that, when we are obedient to what he's calling us to do, I believe we can expect the world around us to be impacted. And so we come to Jesus, offering ourselves as living sacrifices, knowing that we can do nothing of any great weight in our own strength, but knowing that the power from on high can do amazing things, more than we could ever ask or imagine. And so I have sensed over the last week or so that God was asking me to invite people to come forward for healing, for release from the bondage of maybe habits that you would rather not be doing, healing of emotions, being set free from depression. And there are other miracles that Jesus would desire to do. Maybe you need a financial breakthrough. Maybe you've got relationship problems which need a touch of heaven. And so I'm going to invite you in a minute or two to come up. I'm daring to believe that God wants to release his power here today. I'm daring to believe that God loves you so much that he wants to release heaven in this place today. So I invite you. The band are going to come up in a moment and lead us in a couple of songs. And if anybody would like to come forward for prayer, either to be released from any of those situations that I've been talking about, or if you want a fresh touch of God, that you want to know his power in your life and that you want to be blessed with a greater infilling of the Holy Spirit, I invite you to come forward. If you don't come forward, then please join in with the worship songs which Simon has prepared. But if you would like to come forward for prayer, then please feel free to do that. And you don't need to say anything to me if you don't want to. It's between you and God. But I invite you to come, that heaven may impact your life. Because I believe that the Holy Spirit is here to glorify God in this place today. So, okay. So. So please come forward if you are ready.